that it all depends on the team's needs. And nowadays in the NFL, I mean, from what I've felt like is, you know, as an offensive lineman, if you can be athletic, if you can move, you know, if you're at the guard position, if you could be more, you know, be more flexible and you can play multiple positions, then you're more valuable to a team. And so I think really just, you know, just got me excited to work harder and have an opportunity to go high. You know, Logan, he was a high draft pick, but he's physical. He's a badass. He started from day one in New England, and I think I love how nasty he is. And, you know, something about, you know, his game that, you know, I really try to implement. Other guys like Mike Iupati and Trent Williams are real mean and nasty like that, and that's what I'm trying to be like. Toughest guy I faced in college? Probably have to say Starlo Tulele, Carolina Panthers pick last year. You know, he's a big, strong, physical player. For his strength and his size, he had speed and quickness that, you know, I didn't see a lot from guys his size. And, you know, when you're big and strong, moving like that proved to be a challenge every play, and had to bring my A game against him.
You know, really just what I put on film, and that it's, you know, I'm going to try and back it up. You know, that I'm a big athletic guy that can play the position and is comfortable at, you know, playing either side, whatever they want me to do, and, you know, that I'm capable and, you know, consistent too. Yeah, it's definitely different, you know. Ever since Johnny took over, you know, I've been answering this question a lot, but you really never know what to expect. He's all over the place, but at the same time, you got to take what comes with it, because, you know, the guy makes plays. He's proved it game after game. So, like I said, I'm just trying to go out there and give him time and let him do what he does. I've gone back and watched a few of the things. You know, I can't remember much after the I think my earliest memories of him playing was when they went to the Super Bowl in 99. But yeah, gone back and looked at him, and just guy who played hard, finished, you know, really impressive to watch. You know, I'm proud to call him my father and have him really mentor me. So, yeah, I'm trying to do the same thing he did. And if I could do half the things he did, I think I'd have a great career. But it's going to be hard to get the 19 years and 14 straight Pro Bowls. That could be difficult, I know. Like I said, if I do half the things he did, I think that's a great career.
I played definitely through the whistle. I think that's also one of my weaknesses, as everyone likes to comment on. But no doubt about it, I like to play through the whistle and do whatever I can to put people in the dirt as much as possible. I don't know if I'm, you know, have swagger or anything like that, but my main focus in my game is to give the running back an opportunity to have yards and give my quarterback an opportunity to be successful in the pocket. And my job doesn't give me, you know, highlights and stuff like that, but I love doing what I do, whether it's in the future, left tackle, right tackle, guard, center, it doesn't matter, as long as I have the opportunity. One thing I really, really stressed on was pass protection, just because that's so huge in the NFL, and, you know, they're telling me obviously need to get better. Everything in my game needs to get better, but my main focus is that, and I think it's gotten much better.
You know, I face, you know, great pass rushers all the time, you know, in the SEC, and, you know, I can pass block, you know, I can run block, and, you know, a tackle to me is a tackle. You know, and I feel like I could do both, you know, and I'm just go out here and show my skills and, you know, show what I can do. Definitely, you know, my ability, you know, to move, you know, my ability, my strength, and, you know, really I pick up, you know, on things, you know, quick. You know, playbooks, we had three different coaches, you know, three playbooks. So just picking up on that fast, you know, that definitely helps put you ahead of the curve. But, you know, I feel like I have the skill set, you know, to do a lot of different things.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that one of the strengths that I have is I know how to block. And, you know, that might sound like, you know, everyone's going to say I know how to block, but I know the angles to take to block the right guys. So, you know, I know, you know, when backers are moving, I know I need my need to change my angle so subtly. To get the backer. I'm a physical finisher. If you're going to talk to anyone, they're going to tell you that. And I'm tough. And I think you know, I bring a great mindset and work ethic to the game. And I'll bring a great, you know, work ethic to whatever team got me.
I like to watch Joe Staley a lot on film. His feet are just phenomenal. They're so fast and so consistent. You know, every single game you watch, it looks the exact same. And then kind of the obvious choice would be Joe Thomas. He's just a great player. You know, he does pretty much everything right, and he's, you know, so consistent. I think that's one of the big things you see with successful NFL alignment is their consistency. So that's something I've tried to model my game after and kind of pick up things from those two guys.